today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna
my God.
Be a good day.
Is everybody
oh.
okay?
Look out! Oh. Why is your monument is falling?
Help me! Oh.
Please! Rich McFadden has survived. My God, Rich, how can you be such a hell of a man? Oh, my. Look at, go to DougStephan.com. On the right-hand side, you can see a map showing the epicenter of the earthquake yesterday.
Earthquake again.
Yeah. So this is sort of role reversal. Jennifer, you should be telling this story, but
kidding.
Richie's not supposed to have any earthquakes near his house.
And hey,
I've been on the air with you during a few earthquakes.
Yeah,
I think.
All right,
before you start busting on me for how we react on the East Coast.
Yeah.
Jennifer was one of the first people to call and check in to make sure I was okay.
I was a first responder.
Really? I is so crazy. People have we have just ruined people's sense and sensitivity in this world. The news media went crazy. The Washington Monument is going to fall over. That's what I heard.
It's got a few cracks.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't. Look at that. From a few hundred miles away. No.
Yeah.
No, I just listened to a report.
Myself.
No, I just listened to a report. Now, maybe I shouldn't believe the report any more than anybody else. Said it's going to be closed for inspection because some mortar fell off of it.
Right.
They had a helicopter flying around it to look at. Okay, so maybe there's that. And at Rich McFadden's house, we have exclusive photos of the damage done to him. On his porch.
That photo, Rich, is spread,
chair.
By the way, all over Facebook.
Right. If you want to see the devastation at my house, go to DougStephan.com and check it out.
Oh, my God.
Favorite thing is the news media finds the old gravel pit or something to go stand in front of to show all the damage. When you think this is, do they search?
And you know what the height of it?
Right,
I don't want to ask this question to the audience. 800-510-8255. How many have on the East Coast? Maybe 45, 50, somewhere in there. So people listening down in the Carolinas, for example, did you feel this? And if you did, what did you feel? People in the up in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, who felt this and what did you feel? 800-510-8255. I scoffed when I heard somebody go off on Three Mile Island and concern that it would blow up and everybody in Pennsylvania would be dead.
Well,
I did that immediately.
There was a...
talking about that.
Yeah, there is a nuclear power plant, I don't know, 15 miles away from where the epicenter was. So they did shut that down.
Yeah, and they're checking it out today?
You know, I haven't heard whether they've... I don't think they've reopened it. I think they're still checking it out. But there's no damage that I heard of. I think the most damage I heard of was at the National Cathedral.
How far are your... how far do you live, you and your family's homes, from the epicenter? About an hour, right?
Not even, but yeah, just under an hour.
Yeah, okay. And so what did you hear from, did your mother call you, did your brother?
Oh, man, everybody
just
in the
Jen.
World checked in with everybody.
Okay, so that's
Jen
why
the
phone lines all melted and nobody could get through.
For 15 minutes, you could not make a
phone
call.
They shut down the airport. Yeah. They shut down Reagan.
They shut down New York Airport, too.
They
did
shut down New York? I didn't even hear that.
I was watching MSNBC,
sure,
and because they are based there, there was no coverage of D.C., from MSNBC. We had that on one channel. We have CNN on another channel. We have Fox on another channel. We have the networks on another channel. And MSNBC was just all about New York. And they showed this one, apparently, chimney stack that had fallen and the bricks were laying on the ground. And every news agency in the country was there shooting
those bricks.
That one pile of rubble.
Right.
And it's just plain
and Bloomberg gets on the television and he's like, ugh. You people.
Yeah.
We had one fire stack fall.
Right. You people. That's right. Thank you, Mayor Bloomberg, who ought to be President Bloomberg. It is just ridiculous.
It was funny. But, you know, hey, listen. We
it's
don't
funny.
Experience
you don't
this
take
kind
it so
stuff.
Serious. Yeah, but the problem is that young children, like you have a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old. And
who were standing right next to me. It just so happened that
What time was this? You had just gotten home or something?
Remember when you called me yesterday?
Yeah.
5 minutes later.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I remember I was in the studio.
You didn't call me back to tell me you were okay.
Dog. You checked in with him before the earthquake.
Yeah, I knew it was going to happen. Charlotte told me to call.
Doug called me at 1:52, and the earthquake hit at 1:57.
Yeah.
And Janet and my kids were both in the studio with me. Janet was recording some Spanish stuff that I needed.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, the floor starts shaking. And I felt this before. When they're doing construction in the building, like, say, building out a new suite or something like that, and they're jackhammering on the floor. So I'm like, huh, okay. And then it kept going, and then all of a sudden, we started going side to side.
Uh-huh.
And it started me being more of a rolling thing instead of like a bap, 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 bap thing. And Janet was like, what is this?
And I said,
we're having an earthquake.
Yeah, da-da-da-da-da.
So, of course, I walk right out of the studio to see how everything is performing, whether we've lost anything on the air or something like that. And I see one of my guys hightailing it right out the front door, man, down the stairwell, the whole thing. And apparently,
who?
Jennifer,
mm-hmm.
Al.
Al, come on, Al.
Kill it, Al. Get out of there.
Al is the biggest hypochondriac.
Oh, my God, Al.
Oh, my God.
Get
he's unbelievable.
Life.
What's
oh,
funny is Al's the guy that auto-tunes us and makes fun of us. We should have had video of him running out.
Right, for those of you who are joining the world for the first time in 24 hours, a 5.9 earthquake, a tremor. Well, I guess it's more than a tremor.
No, 5.9 is good.
It was
a good size one.
All right, so everybody gets worried about everything, and it was the first report I heard, a terrorist attack.
I would guess.
We're
going to
blow
mean,
up the whole
scary.
My buddy who works here, the COO of the network, Mike Paradiso, is from Milwaukee.
He's all of our buddies, yeah.
He's in Milwaukee right now, and he sends me a text about a half hour after, and he says, everything okay there? CNN is making it sound like Washington, D.C. fell into
crumbled.
A crater.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And I'm like, no, it's cool. So then he's like, so you could actually feel it? And I'm like, oh yeah, you could feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so he was shocked to find out that it was actually something, you know, because everybody's, you know, expecting, okay, like you just mentioned, that you're just like a little tremor.
Great for the radio business, television business. The radio, the all-news station in Washington, WTOP, probably has its ratings will be pointed toward the sky.
Oh, my God.
I mean, what's going on? How can you survive?
Do you want to know the best news about this story?
All right. It didn't
you
happen
guys
in
on
LA.
The East Coast, now you have earthquakes and hurricanes?
Hurricanes coming up the coast here.
Yeah.
Bring it. I'm ready.
All right. If the earthquake didn't blow over the Washington Monument, certainly the hurricane will.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so... what else?
What about all the things that could have been happening during the earthquake? Like, imagine you're laying on the table getting LASIK surgery on your eyes.
I was thinking...
Oh, I've thought about that before. That's so creepy.
Imagine you're in the middle of heart surgery.
Yeah. Imagine you're
in the middle
Well, if you imagine you're making love to somebody. And,
yeah.
And, wow.
Helps.
You shook my world, baby.
Ooh, baby. You're good. Did you put another quarter in the bed?
All right.
Not that I know about those.
Speaking of that.
Not at all.
No. It's 15 past the hour. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. I have three new words to apply to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. You ready for them? You taking notes? Jennifer, you're the girl.
Off the air?
I am the girl.
No, I'm here. Oh, no. You are the girl. We are informative.
Yes.
Provocative.
Mm-hmm.
And amusing.
Those could be our nicknames.
Yeah. I'll be informative. Let's see. Richie can be provocative, and you'll be amusing.
Thanks.
How's that? Well, you are amusing.
Yes, I am.
A very amusing person. I hope we all are, some more than others. At any rate,
provocative.
Please. Provocative. What, you don't think you're provocative?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
You provoke me. I don't know about
being
provocative.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about provoking your prostate? Listen to this segue serenade.
Perfect.
Perfectly provocative prostate problems. Ooh, there's an alliteration. If you have perfectly problematic prostate problems... And getting up in the middle of the night and not liking it, here's a way to fix that problem. You ought to get a checkup at your doctor's, obviously. Then you ought to start taking Master Prostate Formula. It is incredible. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients that will promote healthy prostate function, and that is not only keeping it the way it's supposed to so you'll live a long, happy life. But the rest that you get to sleep through the night, seven and a half, 8 hours, whatever it is, this is an all-natural product that you can get by dialing 800-716-6520. Now, people are calling that number every day, and they're wondering whether or not they have to pay for it. And the answer is no. You get it free. You pay for shipping and handling, that's all. Master Prostate right now is a million-bottle giveaway. You can get one of the million bottles. It's almost like the deficit, $3 million a minute. Okay, they get 1 million bottles of Master Prostate, and they're giving it to people who think they can use it. And that's pretty much everybody over the age of 45. Richie's in the right
age. Right there.
He's in the right demographic
for it. Right there.
Master Prostate works. You don't have anything to lose except those frequent trips to the bathroom. 800-716-6520. The offer for the free bottle will not last forever because they're going at by the tens of thousands a day. Why not take advantage of it, especially if you're tired of getting up to go in the middle of the night? Master Prostate, free bottle, 800-716-6520.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision because neither rain nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal Lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. With more discounts than ever before, Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings!
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings!
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
You're gonna get some savings! Savings!
Much better!
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
"Hey, Mom! The X key is missing." That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
"Mom, what is a floppy disk?"
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
"Hey, thanks, Mom."
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A., pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
I'm sure you're thinking, "Boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot." Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free BIC product when you buy any two. Mix and match pens, markers, pencils, highlighters, and correction tape. With a deal like this, you won't have to shop around. And you also won't have to hear,
"Mom, I need more pens, stat."
Or,
"I just couldn't finish my homework, Mom. My pen ran out."
Or our favorite,
"I didn't know I needed a number 2 pencil for that test."
Get a free BIC product when you buy any two. Staples. That was easy. In-store only. Free item must be of equal or lesser value. Ends 9/3/11.
It is Shake, Rattle, and Roll time, 21 past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You're all church-going folk. I really want to ask you something. Do you think God knew what he was doing when he created woman? Huh? I really want to know. Or do you think it was just another one of his minor mistakes, like tidal waves, earthquakes, floods?
I ran out of gas. I had a flat tire. I didn't have enough money for cab fare. My truck didn't come back from the cleaners. An old friend came in from out of town. Someone stole my car. There was an earthquake. A terrible flood. Rockets. It wasn't my fault. I swear to God.
Hi, it's 25 after on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for our 2020 quiz. So, you think today was a tough day or yesterday was a tough day? Several things happened in history that were worse. If you can imagine, the news media doesn't think that there was anything ever in history that was worse than what happened yesterday in Washington. It was the end of the world practically. To watch some of these stooges on television, you think, oh my God, it's over, we're finished, done, cooked. Well, let's go back to this date, 1992.
Okay.
One of the worst natural disasters in the United States occurred on this day. What was it? That's question number one of two on our 2020 retro news quiz.
Oh, wait a minute.
800-510-8255. Okay, what was the worst natural disaster, certainly of the year, maybe of the decade, happened on this day in 1992? What was it? You know the answer? Call us at 800-510-8255. Caused billions of dollars in property damage. I remember that about it. Billions of dollars.
I think I know what it is, but I think it's too early. It was attached to baseball, right?
No, it wasn't. But good guess, Richard. You talking about the earthquake in San Francisco?
I was, yeah.
No. Sorry. 800-510-8255.
That was during the playoffs.
No. Then, if we were to go back all the way. You ready to go all the way back?
Yeah.
How far back you want to go?
Can we go back in the way back machine?
Let's go way, way, way back. Way back to 79 A.D.
Wow.
All right. 79 A.D. The place is Pompeii and Herculaneum. What happened?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To shake up the world.
Yeah.
At least as they knew it. in 79 A.D., a shake, rattle, and roll day then.
Mm-hmm. And when we say the name, you have to say it with a proper accent.
510-8255. So there are two natural disasters in addition to that horrible earthquake yesterday. The occurrence in 1992 and the occurrence in 79 A.D. What were they? Give us one. We give away two prizes that way, Richie. I'll be considered a hero.
Sure.
At least two people listen to the program.
He's a good guy.
800-510-510.
You okay? You are so weird today.
I think there's a little shaking going on in his head.
Oh, my God. These people. Unbelievable. I just get so amused by everybody getting...
Hey, before you get all high and mighty here...
I'm not being high and mighty. I just think
it's
silly.
I remember you were on the air when you experienced your first earthquake.
Right.
And it shook you.
Where was I? In Phoenix. Wasn't I in Phoenix?
No, you were in California.
I was.
And you were in your house, and it shook you pretty well.
No. I did even before that. I remember the one. It was like 94 or 95. Maybe, no, I wasn't with you then.
No.
I was in an earthquake in a radio studio in Phoenix. That was the...
This is one when you were at home in California.
Yeah.
And you were like, I had never been in an earthquake, at least in California, I guess it was.
Yeah.
And you didn't shut up about it.
Really?
All day long.
Okay. Shut up, Rich, will you please? All right, so we'll get the answer to these two questions. Disaster day on Good Day. We're going to make it a good day, but it's a disaster day. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we have everyday low prices on the parts and accessories you need to keep your vehicle at its best. Our guaranteed low prices ensure you're always getting our best deal. In fact, we'll match any local auto parts store's price on any like item. We have the parts you need at prices you can be sure of. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 60-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Live from Progressive.
Next caller.
Hey, Flo, so what's up with the Snapshot discount?
It rewards your good driving habits, and it's our biggest discount ever.
Bigger than the Safe Driver discount?
Bigger.
Homeowners discount?
Bigger.
The Phenomenally Humongo discount?
If it existed, yeah.
Wow, that is big.
The Snapshot discount. It's new, it's a big deal, and it's finally here. Learn more at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Snapshot is not available in all states.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct. Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false, Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh, true.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safe-All natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special, or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Today, Wednesday or Tuesday?
Today would be Wednesday, sir, all day.
Yep.
Any other questions?
I'm in there.
How's that Sarah Shahan thing working for you?
Going great for me, Richie. Thank you very much.
You I check that brain. You're not remembering the days of the week
well,
anymore.
Well, I find that it just sort of runs along. One day becomes another, and you kind of lose track for the most part. I'm believing, however, that each day helps move me further along and you further along to that best of all goals, what you want from life, the good stuff. Believe that it's possible. This is a challenge for a lot of people, including me. A lot of people, you know, believe one thing and reality is another. But I find if I'm true to my beliefs and I believe that something is possible, then it comes true. And oftentimes, even if you don't believe, there's a thing about what you deserve in life. Some people don't. Some people think they ought not to have the best, and I don't understand that, even though I'm one of those people. Understanding that we have really no limit on us. We place limits on ourselves, and then we realize, sort of as we're maturing, that the doubts of today are tomorrow's successes. Think about that. What you thought yesterday you couldn't do, today you're doing. I don't mean literally yesterday, although it may be yesterday. You couldn't do this, that, or the other thing. And a lot of it has to do with what you grew up around. It isn't about blaming your parents or your environment as you grew up. It just is, you know, that's the way. My father was a Depression guy. He came through the, he was an orphan and grew up in the Depression. How do you think that shapes somebody's character? And as a result of that, it was always, ooh, look out, oh, be careful, up. Oh, you can't do that. And I find, especially with my temperament and my personality, that that squared with me not particularly well. And so I kind of shook it off. I was really angry at my father for a long time because I thought he was trying to control me. And in a way, I guess he probably was. And I'm not really, as Richie would be happy to tell you, very controllable. But you know what? You can, all of the things, if you think them through, just because people are different, you think, give them a little slack. The reason that they think the way they do is based on their experiences. The same as the reason you think the way you do is based on your experience. So what are your children, to carry this to the next page, the reason I asked Richie about his two children and the earthquake and how it affected them, is what did people who had children at home at the time the earthquake hit do to calm? Did they calm down? Did you, if you were in this circumstance, calm your children down, tell them it'd be okay?
Or were they even upset?
They weren't even scared.
Yeah.
I was like, Sean, did you feel that? That was an earthquake.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah.
Rich had to calm down his coworkers.
Pretty much my kids were fine. I had to run and chase my coworkers around.
Yeah. And so that's it, you see. We have so much fear built into us based on what the news media does and how it's sort of trained. It's great because they get you to go to them just like a lapdog. Yeah, you look at the ratings. Well, I guarantee you the ratings of the news station in Washington tomorrow when they say the weeklies will be through the roof.
Yep.
All right, so anyway, we're concentrating on disasters, but not necessarily because it wasn't really a disaster. It was an event. But there were a couple of natural disasters on this date. One of them hit the United States. The other one was ways away. The year was 1992 for the one in the U.S., and the year was 79 A.D. for the one near Pompeii and Herculaneum. Okay, so what earth-shaking event took place on this day? Let's go to Leah in McAlpin, Florida. Hi, Leah. What's going on? How are you doing?
Real good, thank you.
That's good. You're doing well and good, I'm betting.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not an English teacher.
I understand. That's you don't play one on the radio either, right?
Nope.
No. All right. So what happened on this date, 1992?
I think it was Hurricane Andrew.
In fact, it was.
Oh.
Hurricane Andrew crashed into southern Florida.
We lived in the Keys then.
Did you? Really? What was... Wow.
Well,
we evacuated, and when we came back the next day...
Yeah.
When you were driving down U.S. 1 in Miami, in South Miami, you couldn't tell where you were.
Yeah.
Because everything was smashed.
Smashed up.
And there wasn't a tree on a leaf was...
as far as your eye could see.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I saw the Penny sign laying down, and I thought, oh, that's Cutler Ridge.
Yeah. That's like, I say this anecdotally, when they took down the overheads in Boston after the big dig, I still drive around Boston. I don't know where I am. It's just, you lose the, you get
used to. That's
just
where you live, the state of confusion, right?
Yeah, that's it. But 20 people lost their lives, sadly. 50,000 homes. 50,000 homes.
They just were rubble like a bomb.
Had, just right. Just in the Air Force Base that was there. I remember seeing pictures of that.
How was your home, Leah?
Great. We got 25-mile-an-hour winds, but we had left. But we had friends that went to Homestead. They evacuated to Homestead in these little crummy motels.
Oh, no.
Some of them were in the bathtub with a mattress, and that's all that was left of the whole motel.
Yeah.
My gosh.
Yeah, because Homestead is really where it hit Foursquare.
Yeah, that was ground zero there.
Yeah. Billions of dollars in damage, but fortunately not to your home, so that's a good thing. But you've been thinking about it off and on. How'd you handle it with your family? And what did you think in terms of coverage, news coverage of it? How would you compare that to today?
Oh, we went up and volunteered right away, and it was just, everybody had a gun, you know, and you couldn't stay after dark and things like that. But I don't know what. We didn't have any electric, so I can't tell you too much what was going on. The Keys didn't have electric for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But it was horrible. The garbage was enough for, I thought they said there was enough garbage for 100 years.
Yeah, it was kind of like what happened there is what happened. Nobody wanted to talk about really what was going on after September 11th when all the rats came in and managed to chew up everything that was a part of the rubble, and that was the same thing. Rats, unbelievable rats.
And my brother was a retired Marine, and he called me at a certain point and said, don't go back anymore. The Marines came in. They'll take care of it. You don't need to be there.
Yeah.
So that was that.
Yep. All right, well, it's good to have the experiential reference. You remember it well, and therefore you deserve some of our free e-food. We'll put your little ear on hold there for a second, and Michael will talk to you. Leah, very nice meeting you and chatting with you. Thanks for the call.
Doug,
yes.
Can I just say one more thing?
Sure.
It made us realize that stuff is not important.
Stuff is stuff.
That's true.
And then when Hurricane George put 27 inches of water in every room in our house,
yeah,
we didn't even get upset about it.
No.
It was just, you know, it was almost freeing to get rid of half your stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Listen
That's
to that.
A good
yard sale.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was
great attitude.
Don't forget it.
I knew that I'd like her. I like her name even. All right, Leah, hold on just a second. Thank you.
Notice how half of the callers here are from Florida?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, Judy is at Key West. Judy, we've already taken care of the first half. So if
yes,
you
sir.
Have if you have the second half, that is the other disaster that occurred on the state in 79 A.D., that would be very helpful and instructional.
Well, I believe it was a volcano, sir.
It was a volcano. Do you remember which volcano?
The name of the volcano.
Yes.
Oh,
so yeah.
Mount
He's
Vesuvius?
Yeah. Your husband's right. Let him.
Mount Vesuvius.
It was Mount Vesuvius. Yes, Mount Vesuvius. If you woke up this day in, let's see, A.D. 79.
I'd be very old.
You'd be happy you woke up, first of all.
Yeah, really. Every day above ground.
The people.
Bonus time.
The people in Pompeii and Herculaneum lived in the shadow of Mount Vesuvius overlooking the Bay of Naples.
Have you ever been there?
No.
You speaking to me or are you talking
yeah,
to
Yeah, to anybody.
Obviously, you have.
I yeah. have. It's awesome.
Yeah, it really
Thanks
is.
Thanks for asking, Rich.
Yeah, that's right.
So it was about also the hottest I've ever been in my life.
Why would you have ever been in Pompeii?
Because I've been to Italy. Italy.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Italy. It's Naples. It's all around. It's Naples. Yeah. These are little villages around Naples.
Naples
so,
is the only town where a family of five rides on a moped.
Yeah.
just drive yeah. people on.
So it was noontime. No warning at all. Mount Vesuvius explodes, erupting, spewing stones and lava, buried Pompeii under 13 feet of ash, covered Herculaneum with mud and debris. Most of the Romans were buried alive, by the way. Layers of volcanic ash still there. If you go to Pompeii, you saw them, Jennifer, when you were there. Yeah. There was some work done in 1748 to uncover. The archaeologists went there to kind of start digging around. They found the skeletons of 2,000 people.
Wow.
As they were digging around. Some people died from choking the poisonous fumes that come out of, you know, when the earthquakes erupt, all that gas that's below the surface,
yeah.
the same stuff that you don't want to breathe in your house, that's what it is. Comes out of the earth. Boom. And that's what causes, in fact, part of the explosion is the gas.
The radon.
Underneath. No, it's regular gas. That
natural gas.
Natural gas.
Right.
The kind you have after you have a bad meal, Richie. It's the same thing.
Never
when you erupt, yeah. So anyway, that's the story and a good detail of it. So thank you, Judy. What's going on with you?
Well, we're just very glad that the hurricane is going somewhere else.
Yeah. Yeah, you have the hurricane. As usual, the news media scares everybody about the hurricane. The hurricane, I guess there's a difference between preparing you and then scaring you, right? If
yeah.
if you're being prepared, say, okay, this is a good way. Somebody does a good matter of fact. Here's how you prepare for the hurricane. How long have you lived in Key West, by the way?
Lived here about 15 years.
So you know how to prepare, right?
Right. Right. Yeah. We've never evacuated.
No. You must not have been around when Leah, who was the caller before you, was down in that area and she evacuated, but there was no real reason to, apparently, for her.
Well, actually, I was a tourist then, and I was down in Key West when Andrew happened.
You were?
And
wow.
Yes. And then I went back up north and drove down after Andrew had been cleaned up a bit and stopped in a gas station. I'll never forget this. Because of all the looting that happened after Andrew, the toilet paper was padlocked to the toilet paper roller because people were just taking everything, and I'll never forget that.
Padlocking toilet paper, that's a memory.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, it was just something I never thought I'd ever see.
No, right.
Hey, Judy, let me ask you something. I heard that they built a man-made island right there at the most southern point on Key West for the sunset thing. So if you go to the Key West most southern point to watch the sunset, you can't actually see it anymore because of this man-made island that you have to pay to go out and see the sunset from?
Well, actually, yes. It's called Sunset Key. Mm-hmm. And they built a lot of condos and big places, houses and everything there. And people like Oprah stay out there. And before it was built, you could see the sunset beautifully. It was just like an island with trees. And now it's the sunsets behind all the condos and mansions.
All right, I want to go down there because I want to be just like Oprah when I grow up. Judy, hold on a second. We'll give you a swell prize. Thank you very much. Very nice chatting with you. We chat with Dr. Ken in a moment here on Good Day.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Starz free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, medical expert for the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We've been talking a lot about the brain, Ken, and concussions and football and all the things that we're learning. I guess you're a cardiologist, and I'm just going to ask this on, kind of the strength of we're looking into the brain, and that's important. There are places in the brain that control, what is it, the
autonomic.
Yeah, thank you. The heart beats on its own. Can these things get messed up the same way as other parts of our brain can when they are, you know, in a situation compromised like a concussion? What does that do to that?
Absolutely. There's a tremendous connection between the heart and the brain. You can have sudden cardiac death where the electrical activity starts beating so rapidly without control from the bottom of the heart from severe emotional issues. Tremendous relationship between the heart and the brain all through the nervous system.
All right. Interesting story in terms of health, one's health, marriage satisfaction. And the update on that and what it does to your heart, if you are or you aren't, I guess.
Out of the medical journal Health Psychology this week, Doug, people who are married and who undergo heart bypass surgery, they're more than twice as likely as their unmarried counterparts to be alive after 15 years. Amazing study.
So being married is good for you.
If you can undergo bypass surgery, it is.
In this circumstance. Good news for those who are critical of hospitals. I mean, at least we are always looking for some bright cloud because it's pretty dark in most hospitals. And I guess you could consider this information from that league.
This really is good news. And it came without any regulation, without any government fiat, without any punishment or incentive from the government. But hospitals, they're giving heart care faster for heart attacks. There's a door to balloon time, which us heart doctors talk about. It's the time it takes when you come to the emergency room and you get to the balloon to open up that blocked artery. It should be within an hour and a half. And about 5 years ago, less than half the hospitals were able to accomplish this. And now most hospitals are.
So what does that mean, time? Are you going to get in
time
and under an
hour?
Heart
muscle. It means we're going to save more of your heart muscle and keep you alive a lot longer.
All right. Jennifer's mom went to emergency room the other night. You got about 30 seconds, Jennifer.
She had a really sharp pain in her head, no prior migraine history or anything like that. She bent over, huge pain, and she was pretty scared about it. So we took her to the doctor, and CAT scan was normal, but they still want her to go to her doctor to get checked out, and that won't happen until Friday.
Friday. So
they
what is
did a CAT scan. They had no stroke, and they're thinking maybe a migraine headache.
They just said maybe probably not a migraine.
Not. Why did they think she was having all this pain in her head?
They just gave her pain medication.
Perfect. Sounds like a more examination needed. Dr. Ken on Good Day.
Checked yesterday.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
That stuff that I just launched off into.
You just had your own little treat with yourself.
Is so fun sometimes.
Jennifer and I were having a very important conversation. You were disrupting it with your woo, Charlotte. Woo, 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 woo,
talking to Charlotte.
So I decided to turn your mic off and forgot to turn you back on.
That's very nice, Richie. So I had this explosive, exciting introduction into our technology, Taylor.
Sometimes it's fun to practice.
Rich, yeah, I need to practice.
Do it all over again. Let's see how exciting it is.
Okay, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and...
Okay. 3, 2, 1,
all
go.
Right, okay. Is there hope for Android tablet computers?
No.
Any hope for Android tablet computers? Alex Goldfain has some encouraging news. Maybe there is some hope after all. It's up next here on Good Day.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never-been-owned-before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Now, the Technology Taylor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
We've been talking the last couple of days about Hewlett-Packard's decision to leave the tablet market just a few weeks after launching its highly anticipated touchpad Android device. Apple's iPad accounts for about 7 or 8 out of every 10 tablets sold today, depending on the research you read. However, a company called ABI Research recently found that over the last year, Android tablets have eaten away 20% of the iPad's market share. So, Android tablets are gaining traction. The thing is, It's a combination of devices from various manufacturers. For example, Motorola's Zoom has not done very well. Samsung's Galaxy Tab, on the other hand, owns about 13% of the tablet market share, according to the New York Times. This happened in the smartphone category, too, as Android devices gained on iPhone's dominant position over the last couple of years. So, HP is so far behind the curve and relatively late to the market that it has decided it's pretty much not even worth it trying to compete against the iPad. I'm Alex Goldfein.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we have everyday low prices on the parts and accessories you need to keep your vehicle at its best. Our guaranteed low prices ensure you're always getting our best deal. In fact, we'll match any local auto parts store's price on any like item. We have the parts you need at prices you can be sure of. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
"Hey, Mom! The X key is missing." "That's not an important letter, I guess."
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
"Mom, what is a floppy disk?"
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
"Hey, thanks, Mom."
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
The internet connections in Libya being restored after the suppression of Mr. Gaddafi. He's gone, so the government has crumbled, and now the companies go in and restore, because that's, they pulled the plug on all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And matter of fact, blew up a lot of the towers so that the people, that's the same thing there as was in Egypt. And the
that's
communication
all
those
people have.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Miramax
has launched a Facebook app that lets you rent the films through a social network. Anybody tried to do that?
Oh, I haven't.
Yeah, I wonder how that. We had to check with Chucker on that. Facebook is using its privacy settings to allow better user control over what you share. That important, Richie?
Yes, it is. Hey. Absolutely, yes.
Hey. Okay. Richie's got the story. Check where we're talking on or about at Facebook.